when suddenly I heard a sound above me. At first I thought it was a voice, but then, well, it was a voice, and it said,
"Hello down there, what you doing?"
I swept my gaze around the area in front of the shed and saw nothing. Then I remembered an important clue. The sound had seemed to come from above. Remember? So I lifted my eyes to the cab of the, well, of the stupid road grader that had tried its best to run over the entire security division. And there I saw a dog. No kidding, it was a dog. But what was a dog doing in the cab of a county road grader? At that point, we had no answer to that crucial question. But right away, we scanned in a description of the mutt and sent it straight to data control. Would you care to take a peek? I guess it wouldn't hurt anything. Description of unidentified dog on ranch. Case number 495-96-B12-H20. Color, reddish brown, black spot around left eye. Hair texture, short. Tail, long and stick-like. Breed, mixed. Hinds 57. This guy is a mutt. Eyes, brown and goofy. IQ, pretty low, judging by the expression on his face. Reason for being on the ranch? Unknown at this point, but we'll find out. End of file. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet. You'll notice that the security division doesn't keep its information in coffee cans. Anyways, we had us an unidentified mutt on the ranch, and I went right to work. First thing, I bristled a hair on the back of my neck and went into a barking program that we call You Don't Belong Here. The idea behind this routine is to give the other guy such a ferocious blast of barking that he'll either run away or cringe in fear. See, we found that when we hit them hard right away, they're not likely to fight back, bark back, or mouth off. That's pretty hard to say, isn't it? Try it three times real fast. Fight back, bark back, or mouth off. Pretty tough. I barked and barked, and we're talking about deep, ferocious barks that should have sent him running for cover. I mean, it was a great presentation, but for some reason, the mutt just sat there and grinned down at me. When I paused to refill my tanks with air, he said in a high-pitched, squeaky voice,
"Hey, down there, who you barking at?"
I grabbed a deep breath. "I'm barking at you, fella. Who do you think?"
"Well, I wondered. I didn't see anybody else around. But why would you be barking at me?"
"I'm barking at you because you're on my ranch. And because you don't have permission to be on my ranch. It's called trespassing. And we get pretty serious about trespassers."
"Oh, I see now. I thought maybe you's mad 'cause my road grader's better than your road grader."
I beamed him an ice pick glare. "Your road grader is better than mine? Is that what you just said?" He grinned and nodded.
"Yep. See, a lot of dogs are jealous. 'Cause I get to ride in a road grader and they don't. They get mad and bark."
I rolled my eyes and looked away. What kind of goofball was this guy? Imagine him thinking that I might be jealous of his. "For your information, pal, your road grader isn't better than mine."